It's What's Up with Wendy.
My heart is literally skipping a beat. I am a huge fan. Welcome to my show, Paul Reiser.
Wow, thank you. That is so nice.
Monica Potter.
Hey, Wendy, you know how much I love you. I'm so excited to be back again.
David Osmond.
Wendy, what's up with you? That introduction just made my head explode. That was incredible.
Barbara Corcoran.
Wendy, nice to be here. You sound all perked up today. You're one of those perky types.
Yes, I am.
All the boys in high school that I didn't get.
Billy Bob Thornton, you had a tryout with the Kansas City Royals. Who knew that?
Yeah, I did. I tried out for the Royals. I got my collarbone broken.
Welcome to my show, Nate Berkus. I'm not excited at all that you're here.
I'm so excited that you're so excited. It makes me happy. Your energy's infectious.
Welcome to my show, Cookie Johnson. My God, even if I wasn't a basketball fan, I'd be your biggest fan.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Coach Mike Krzyzewski.
Can your son play, Wendy? How big is he?
The beautiful Vanessa Williams. I know you come from a very strong line of women.
Exactly right.
Your mom was a force to be reckoned with.
You must have read my book. Both my parents helped me become the person that I am.
Welcome to my show, Henry Winkler.
Thank you so very much.
I think you're one of the nicest guys in showbiz. It's true.
That's a lovely thing, but I will say I'm one of the happiest and luckiest guys in showbiz.
And if I was ever asked to play any role on TV, I wanted to be the role she played for 7 years. I am so excited to welcome to my show, Lori Loughlin.
Thank you, Wendy.
Hello, friends. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy on 1490 WGCH. Today's show, a special edition with the CEO and founder of Apreus Divorce, a community of like-minded divorcees. Their mission, to encourage women to realize that they can survive divorce and, in fact, come out of it better and more empowered. But first, one of my favorite people ever. I am thrilled she's back. She's best remembered for her role on Taxi. Take a listen.
And tell me about yourself.
What do you want to know?
Anything. I never met you before. Who are you? Tell me a typical Elaine Nardo day.
Well, okay. Well, you see, I got this sort of schedule. I'm very organized. Sure sign of mental health, right? Right. So, okay, this is what I do. I get up and I get the kids ready for school, right? And then I drop them off at school and I run my errands or I do laundry and I prepare supper. And then I go to the gallery and I work for 4 hours. Then I pick up the kids and then we kind of spend some time together. You know, I help them with their homework or I give them a bath or whatever and I make supper. And then when the babysitter comes, I go to the garage and take out a cab and drive all night. And that's all.
Wow.
She is one of my favorite people to talk to. Actress, producer, radio host. She has starred more than 30 films, 6 Broadway shows, 2 sitcoms. She is a best-selling author who has written books on health, parenting, lifestyle improvement. She's also a memory expert. She's so beloved for her role in one of the favorite shows of all time, Taxis. In 2003, her husband was diagnosed with bladder cancer, a cancer that has affected my family as well that I've spoke about many times. She is joining me to talk about how to care for somebody with bladder cancer. And of course, as we all know, because I've been talking about this, May is Bladder Cancer Awareness Month. Taxi legend Mary Lou Henner is joining me, and alongside of her, Dr. Arjun Balar is joining me as well.
Thank you so much, Wendy. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I remember last year you and I talked, and we really hit it off, and I've been in awe of you ever since. And I just want to say that 20 months ago, my dad was diagnosed with bladder cancer. Thank you. But he is a survivor. And he went through, he's going to be 88 years old in July, and I know this is Bladder Cancer Awareness Month, so I've been talking about it a lot, and he did it. He survived, and he went through a lot. So
congratulations.
Yes, so I'm so glad that we're here talking about this, too, as well. And I know, Mary Lou, let's start with you, and I know when you first, when you guys first got together, your now husband, he was diagnosed with 2 kinds of cancers.
Right. He was 2 months into our relationship, he was diagnosed with bladder cancer, and then another 2 months, and he was diagnosed with lung cancer. And it was a double whammy. But the bladder cancer, it was stage 2-3, and so it was really, like, our biggest concern at the time. And he put a protocol, we got a lot of different resources, et cetera, and put a protocol together that worked for him, and happy to say he's 13 and a half years in remission. So we had written this book, Changing Normal, How I Helped My Husband Beat Cancer, And Genentech got a hold of me, and they said, you speak so, you know, so directly to the caregiver in this book. We would love you to partner up with us. And I was only too happy for the opportunity, because I think a lot of times the caregiver doesn't quite know how to bring up the conversation. A lot of times, I mean, they did research, 62%. 62%, that's like two-thirds of most people, are afraid to have the conversation. They're too embarrassed to mention blood in the urine, or they're too embarrassed to mention pain, and it's kind of a below-the-belt disease, you know, condition, yep. And people feel like squeamish about it or embarrassed. And since I'm a girl who, you know, isn't afraid to talk about anything, I felt like, what an opportunity. So I helped them create a discussion guide. It's on bcan.org. BCAN.org, where you can find out more about my story, my husband's story, and how to open that dialogue.
And I have to say, Mary Lou, those are the people that I reached out to when my dad was first diagnosed, trying to get all the research possible. So what a great organization that is. I'm going to say that I know that personally as well. I mean, people don't know that bladder cancer is the sixth most common cancer in the United States.
I know.
An estimated 79,000 new cases are expected to be diagnosed this year alone. Dr. Arjun Balar, tell us about that. I mean, how many people, bladder cancer is just like people, and people don't talk about it. They don't want to talk about it for some reason.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Bladder cancer, as you just pointed out, is the sixth most common cancer in the United States and the fourth most common cancer in men. And it's a cancer that we're seeing more often now as our population actually ages. In fact, the average age for this cancer is roughly about 70 years old. And the majority of the people who get this cancer are actually smokers. About 80% of people who get it are smokers. And
that's amazing. We knew that. And my dad doesn't smoke. It was like the most bizarre thing.
Right, and then obviously then that means that there's 20% of people who get it for other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we don't, you know, recognize as much as we probably should is secondhand smoke. So people who grew up in the 50s and 60s and the 70s were actually exposed to smoke, whether they liked it or not, often in their workplace and other environments and social environments. And so we are starting to grasp just the impact of secondhand smoke as well, which in many instances can be just as bad as smoking itself. But thankfully, over the last year, you know, we've developed a number of new cancer treatments. In fact, over the last year, we've seen a revolution in terms of how we treat stage 4 bladder cancer, which is thankfully something that Mary Lou's husband did not have, and thankfully is relatively uncommon cancer. But still, stage 4 bladder cancer kills people. And what we are seeing now is a new class of immune therapies that have been FDA approved over the last year and are really rapidly changing both how we treat this cancer as well as how we understand the cancer as well.
Amazing.
It's amazing. It's so much has to do with chemical exposure. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I guess the statistics are that a lot of photographers or hairdressers or people who paint or, you know, certainly Michael, my husband, he had been a young merchant seaman and was exposed to a lot of chemistry on ships, boiler rooms, et cetera. So, and smoked, and was a wild man. So.
He was what?
And he was 50. He was 50 when he was diagnosed.
We actually met some very young people. We were in the hospital with my father, too. And we were, my gosh. So bcan.org, you can go on the website. You can hear Mary Lou's story, and you can get more information. And they are really wonderful, really wonderful. What was it like for you, Mary Lou, what was the signs that he experienced? Because my dad, it was just, there was blood right away. So there was, you know, but I know that there's other signs.
No, Michael and I went on a little romantic vacation 3 weeks into our relationship. And, you know, I followed him in the bathroom and noticed there was a little backsplash in the toilet bowl of blood. And I said, I knew it didn't come from me. I said, Michael, are you okay? Are you bleeding? Did you cut yourself shaving? What is that? And he said, oh, no, I've had it for 2 years. Not a big deal. My doctor said it might be a gallstone that comes up once in a while, or a kidney stone, or a reaction to stress. And I said, wait a minute, 2 years of blood in your urine is not normal. I want to take you to my doctor's. He said, no, I'll go to my doctor. He knows my history. He went to his doctor, and the guy said, you know, you have bladder cancer, and come back in 5 months. I took him to my doctor, and he said, oh, no, it's a worse kind of bladder cancer than we originally thought.
Oh, gosh.
So you just never know. If I'd been shy and hadn't mentioned that, who knows what would have happened to Michael.
Well, and waiting for 2 years.
I know.
I mean,
I know. That's why I get a second opinion.
Men, they just don't go to doctors, right?
I know.
Dr. Villar, you can attest to that. Men don't go to doctors.
Yeah. Men are stubborn. That is part of it.
Totally stubborn.
But, you know, the key message here is that bleeding in the urine is never normal.
Never good.
But it doesn't mean that you have bladder cancer.
Wait, Michael, 2 years.
Yeah, it's much more common for it to be a urinary tract infection or kidney stones or other benign causes, but it should be evaluated by a physician. And I agree, 2 years of bleeding in the urine also absolutely should have been evaluated more closely by a physician.
And thank God for you, Mary Lou. Thank God, you know, thank God for you to come into his life.
Yeah, I mean, he said if I'd been diagnosed, I never would have called you. You know, I wouldn't have put that burden on you. And I think that's what happens. A lot of times people are, you know, either embarrassed, ashamed, or they feel like, oh, it's kind of a below-the-belt condition, so I don't want to be not considered sexy or, you know, whatever. But I just was so madly in love with him. I said, whatever the situation is, we'll make it work. And luckily, he didn't have to lose his bladder and, you know, didn't have to go through a lot of the procedures that a lot of people have to go through. But I think it's because I wasn't afraid to ask him those questions, and he wasn't shy about it, and he sort of let me take the lead from there. So, you know, that's what I'm hoping to do for other people. So if you go to bcan.org, you'll get a discussion guide about how to open up that dialogue and how to take care of yourself as a caregiver, too, because caregivers, you know, they don't take care of themselves like they should a lot of times.
Actress Mary Lou Henner on Caring for Her Husband with Bladder Cancer. May is Bladder Cancer Awareness Month. Please go on bcan.org. Dr. Arjun Ballard, God, I could talk to you both for hours. And Mary Lou, your book, Changing Normal, we have to have a whole discussion on this. Can you come back? Because we didn't touch anything. I know you're a big health advocate. I know you lost your parents at a very, very early age, and you've transformed your whole lifestyle. And we've got to talk about so much more. So can you come back?
Oh, I definitely will come back. We always have a great time, Wendy.
Oh, thank you both. Thank you. This is such an important month and awareness for this month. So thank you both for being here.
Thank you, and good luck to your dad.
Thank you, and thank you for sharing your story about your husband.
Thanks.
Thank you both.
Bye-bye.
Now you can see why she's one of my favorite people ever. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Sylvia Beckerman. She is the founder and CEO of Apraya Divorce, a community of like-minded divorcees. Their mission to encourage women to realize that they can survive divorce and, in fact, come out of it better and more empowered. That's coming up next, right after this break. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy on 1490 WGCH.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny, not as warm today. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm, low 80s. Mostly clear, less humid tonight, 45 to 50. Mostly sunny, cooler, upper 60s tomorrow. And partly sunny, 65 to 70 Sunday. Showers on Monday. Well, Sky Zone Norwalk is turning 1 year old. Coming up Friday, May 26th. Come celebrate the one-year anniversary from 3 to 11 o'clock. Get 2 hours of jump sky climb and the price for just one. That's Sky Zone Norwalk. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackman on 1490 WGCH.
Let me tell you about my new favorite things. Roxy Grace & Company's luscious, all-natural bath and beauty products. A whirlwind 3 years ago, two Connecticut moms with degrees in allied health and science embarked on their dream venture to create high-quality bath and beauty products that were not only all-natural, non-toxic, and safe to use, but also deliciously scented, playfully designed, and luxurious, all at an affordable price. Every product is handmade with love and care and is free of all irritants, synthetics, and additives, and there is no animal testing. With deliciously fresh scents and fun, colorful designs, these products will make you feel fabulous, both inside and out. You can find Roxy Grace & Company online at their website, roxygraceandcompany.com, and use the code WENDY20, that's WENDY20, for 20% off your first order. Roxy Grace & Company's products are some of my new favorite things.
Greenwich is a great sports town. And I'm Rob Adams, the host of Greenwich Sentinel Doubleheader on 1490 WGCH. Join me Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock, and we'll talk about anything that's on your mind. Great guests, fun interviews, lively conversation. It's all sports talk. It's all Greenwich. So join me for Greenwich Sentinel Doubleheader, weekdays 3 to 4 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Hey, I'm John Samos, and you're listening to What's Up with Wendy.
Brought to you by Trimeno, protein-infused water. It boosts your metabolism, curbs your appetite, and increases your energy. Caffeine-free, sugar-free, only 28 calories. 7 grams of protein and great flavors. It's not your ordinary water. It's way better. Protein never tasted so good. It's my drink. It should be yours too. Before launching A Pray Divorce, a community of like-minded divorcees, she had been married twice, a number she herself has trouble accepting to be true. She grew up believing that marriage was supposed to last forever. Two divorces later, A Pray Divorce was born. Joining me on this special edition of my show, CEO and founder of A Pray Divorce, I am thrilled to welcome to my show, and so nice to meet you, Sylvia Beckerman.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. Thank you for having me on.
I'm so thrilled you're here. So nice. I feel like I've known you forever, by the way. We just met, and I feel like that.
Well, that's a good thing.
Okay, so I want to take our audience back a little bit, because I want them to know you. I want them to know Sylvia before marriage one, before marriage two, before kids. Like Sylvia growing up on Long Island, you went to Hebrew school. You went to Hebrew University in Israel.
For college, yes.
For college.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up, as you said, in Long Island. We had actually came from Bayside, Queens, moved to Long Island. I am the oldest of 5 children. And it was a family of 5, 3 brothers, 2 sisters. And, you know, life was a little bit different back then. You went out, you played, you didn't really have play dates. And then after high school, I went off to the Hebrew University in Israel. I'd been there the year before. It was fun. It was a whole group of Americans that went.
Wow.
And it was a great experience, especially back then. From there, I came back and I started working in the Garment Center. I worked in Manhattan for quite some time. I lived in Manhattan. I then moved on to California for a bit. My brother was living there, so I decided, you know, why not? I lived there for about a year. Came back and met my first husband when I was in Denver. We moved to New York, had my first son, got pregnant with my second. We moved to Denver, was living there, and then came back. Denver at that time was a very, there was nothing going on. You couldn't get a job. So I moved back to New York. And that's where I raised my children, New York and then Connecticut. Separated from my husband, got a divorce while I was living in Connecticut. It was time to move on. And that's when my career started.
So tell us your career. Talk about your career a little bit.
I started off in actually it was a nonprofit, and we did a lot of events. We raised money for the organization. It was a nonprofit association for business owners, and I worked there for about 18 years. It allowed me to raise my boys in New England, in Connecticut. And what morphed from a nonprofit turned into an insurance company, mm-hmm. an insurance entity. So I found myself working in insurance then for the next number of years, actually up until about a year ago. And from there, I don't know.
From there, life. Just life just happened.
Life happened.
So tell us, what did you learn? Okay, so marriage one, what was that like and why did that end?
Why did that end? Marriage, you know, when you go into marriage, you, as far as I'm concerned, you go into it for life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a life experience. I had my 2 boys. I grew up on old movies, you know, Leave It to Beaver, Father Knows Best, and that's what I was looking for. It didn't turn out that way, and I realized that I needed to move on. I wasn't happy. My children weren't having what I wanted them to have as far as a whole family. And mm-hmm. if that's not what was really happening, then I needed to do what was best.
Right.
And for me, that was getting a divorce, moving on with the 2 boys, and, you know, what did I learn from that? I learned that you do what you need to do. You know, if things really are not working out as much as you try, and you do have to work at it, but mm-hmm. you can't bang your head up against a brick wall.
Right.
At some point, you need to admit that whether you want to say you made a mistake, but it doesn't always have to be that you made a mistake. Life changes.
Right.
And if you don't change with it, you're going to be stuck in this maze and you won't be able to get out. And for me, it was the best thing for...
Interesting. I like the word you said, maze.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that because you're running around and you're trapped. Very good word.
You're running around. And I didn't think it would be easy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people said, oh, you know, how can you do that? It's so hard. But when you put your mind to something... and you put your, you know, you wake up in the morning, you put one foot in front of the other, you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I did learn was being a single mom in Connecticut and in New England is not an easy thing only because you're not welcome with open arms.
Mm-hmm.
You're a single woman, let alone a single divorcee, but you manage.
Right.
And,
yeah. So then, did you start dating after marriage, when?
Oh, I started dating. And back then, it wasn't just online dating. Online dating had not really come out. There was no Match, per se. There was the AOL, you know, chat rooms. Then there became JDate. Then there was Match. And, of course, there were, you know, places that were supposed to be single places.
Mm-hmm.
It was an experience. It was definitely an experience. Good, bad, or indifferent, there, you know, are stories that I'm sure everyone could tell.
Yes. But, and then came marriage, well, Joe.
Yes.
Joe.
Then came marriage number two. Actually, that took place back in 2010. Met him on Match. Very charming personality. I fell in love. I, at that point in my life, thought that, oh my, you know, at this stage of my life, I was in my late 50s, that, you know, this was forever. Well, not shortly afterwards, I realized this wasn't forever. And as much as I wanted it to be, I knew that the best thing for me was to end a relationship that was not healthy.
Right.
And, you know, for me to say it was the best thing I ever did, I couldn't say it back then, but sitting here now with you, Wendy,
yes.
I can definitely say that. It brought me into some new areas. I met new people. I actually got more confidence than I had before. And in meeting people, I was able to go out and actually enjoy. My boys actually were out of the house by then.
Wow.
Which, you know, you go through a divorce, the boys are all of a sudden out. And now, for me, it was the first time that I was actually doing stuff just for me. I got
What's
my new
like?
Apartment. That's a whole other show,
right?
Right.
When the kids have flown for married people too, because
They
have to refine themselves. We have to relaunch ourselves, and you know, then the kids leave the house, and you're so used to being, you know, mom or mom and dad, and then it's a whole new world for all of us.
It's a whole new world. It was when I realized that they were both gone. I realized that when my oldest took the dog, it was his dog, there was nobody in the house. Oh. So that when
Did you get another dog?
No.
Okay.
it's funny because I know a lot of people are very, you know, animal, you know, love animals. I loved the dog. We had two dogs. But it was the first time that I had actually no responsibility other than to me. And I'm enjoying it. I mean, my children are still, you know, around. I talk to them all the time, and I'm there for them. But I get to do stuff for me, including just setting up my apartment exactly the way
the way
I want
you
it
want
to,
exactly,
the way I
and
want
everything
it
is
to.
Exactly the way you left it. Right?
You got it. So
wow,
it's different.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about life
after being divorced not once, but twice, and as a single woman. We're going to talk a little bit about dating and what that was like, and we're also going to talk about Apres Divorce, which is Sylvia Beckerman is the CEO and founder of it. You can go on apresdivorce.com for more information. We're also going to find out how I'm going to be involved with them as well, and that's next week. We'll be right back right after this break. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy on 1490 WGCH.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies, not as warm today. Temperatures reaching 80 to 85. Just a chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Mostly clear, less humid tonight, 45 to 50. Mostly sunny, cooler, 65 to 70 tomorrow, and partly sunny, 65 to 70 for the day Sunday. Monday, rain shower, 65 to near 70. And on Tuesday, partly sunny, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackwoman on 1490 WGCH.
Let me tell you about my new favorite things. Roxy Grace & Company's luscious, all-natural bath and beauty products. A whirlwind 3 years ago, two Connecticut moms with degrees in allied health and science embarked on their dream venture to create high-quality bath and beauty products that were not only all-natural, non-toxic, and safe to use, but also deliciously scented, playfully designed, and luxurious, all at an affordable price. Every product is handmade with love and care and is free of all irritants, synthetics, and additives, and there is no animal testing. With deliciously fresh scents and fun, colorful designs, these products will make you feel fabulous, both inside and out. You can find Roxy Grace & Company online at their website, roxygraceandcompany.com, and use the code WENDY20, that's WENDY20, for 20% off your first order. Roxy Grace & Company's products are some of my new favorite things.
Hi, I'm Lisa Wexler. Join us every weekday on this station between 4 and 6 o'clock p.m. Hey, if you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. We're listening to what's happening in our community, and we want to hear from you as well. We talk politics, science, and the arts. We consult with experts, and we want your opinion. So join us every weekday. I'm Lisa Wexler right here at 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Hi, this is Lee Diffie from NBC Sports Formula One Team, and you're listening to What's Up with Wendy.
Brought to you by Trimino protein-infused water. It boosts your metabolism, curbs your appetite, and increases your energy. Caffeine-free, sugar-free, only 28 calories, 7 grams of protein, and great flavors. It's not your ordinary water. It's way better. Protein never tasted so good. It's my drink. It should be yours, too. We're back. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy on 1490 WGCH. I'm with Sylvia Beckerman. She is the founder and CEO of Apres Divorce, a community of like-minded divorcees. Their mission, to encourage women to realize that they can survive divorce and, in fact, come out of it better and more empowered. That mission, I love the mission statement. Tell us about Apres Divorce.
Well, Apres Divorce came out of my last divorce. I can't believe I'm saying my last. All right, it was only two. When I was moving, I had basically only my personal things when I moved, and I was thinking of an episode from Sex and the City where Carrie actually goes and does a registry, and it's only for a pair of shoes. It's a whole long and involved story. And I thought, you know what? This is the start of my life. And so I went to Bed Bath & Beyond, although I was a little, to me, my son and my now daughter-in-law had just registered for their upcoming wedding. And I thought twice about it, and then I took my neighbor with me, and we went to Bed Bath & Beyond, and I signed up for a registry. They did not have a divorce registry, and I went I signed up. And that night, I thought of the name Apres Divorce. I got my web guys getting a logo. I threw myself a party. And for me, I know people said, well, you know, how could you celebrate? Well, it had been a year since I had filed papers. It was over a year because people, you know, it does take some time until something's finalized. And what I was celebrating was me, my new life,
good for you,
the start. And I sent out invitations with a link to my registry, and I got my dishes and my wine glasses,
wow,
and it was great.
So smart.
My daughter, my now daughter-in-law, and her mom and stepdad, my son, and a number of friends were there, and it was just it was uplifting. And from there, I realized that I wanted to take this a little bit further, and that's when I came up with the concept. And what I realized was, while I was going through, especially my first divorce, mm-hmm. when the boys were 4 years old and 18 months, and I moved out to Connecticut, I didn't have a support system. Not that, you know, people didn't, you know, call me and whatever, but there, I didn't know any other divorced women. I didn't know any women actually mm-hmm. in Connecticut at that time. And I realized that this time around, I had met a couple of people, and while talking, there were so many things, so many little tips, so many little things that people say, oh, no, you know, that's not important. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I'm never going to say anything. You know, it sounds stupid. It sounds silly.
Right, right.
That there are little things that help other people. It helps just to be able to talk. It's camaraderie. And what I found is I could talk to people who have never been divorced, people who are going through a divorce, people who are thinking of it, or people who have
been
divorced.
Who are just miserably unhappy.
Miserably unhappy. And that there is, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. That when one door closes, you open the other one. Don't be afraid to open it, because you never know what's going to take place. And good things can. You walk out, you put a smile on your face, and you go out there with confidence. And what I've seen is that there's a need. Not only a need, but it's a great thing. And, you know, I've had events. It hasn't even been a year.
Amazing. And tell us about some of those events, which I'm going to be at one of the events next week.
Yes,
so
you are.
So excited
it's
that you guys asked me to do that. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. So it's going to be on Tuesday night. And tell us what we can expect. I'm going to be, I guess, speaking about my life, which hopefully is interesting enough for people.
Yes. Well, the events, this particular one on Tuesday, I called it, you know, do you always need to follow the yellow brick road? And what I'm, you know, thinking about that is not everyone needs to follow the same, you know, the directions don't always need to be followed. There's sometimes a different path, and everyone does take a different path. And by hearing, you know, different ways that people attacked things, that people, you know, what roads, if you want to use the word roads, what doors they opened. Mm-hmm. What it does is it helps other people to see that there is that light at the end of the tunnel. There is, you know, you're not alone. And there are great success stories. And my first event was less than a year ago. June comes up on a year. And what I was doing was celebrating the launch of APRAE. We had quite a number of people come. It was really neat to see. And people got up and just told their stories. My daughter-in-law's mom, who has been remarried happily for 14 years, talked about what she went through when she had when she divorced some years ago. One of my other sponsors, Kristen Jensen, who's a photographer who does lifestyle image, you know, photography, mm-hmm. talked about hers. It was really nice to see the camaraderie of these women. And from there, my next event had financial and estate advisors. But at the end, Isabella Garuccio, who mm-hmm. is a fine art expert. And in fact, we're having the event on Tuesday night. She's been backing me, supporting me for quite some time. When I say backing, I'm talking emotional support, as we women do need, you know, to stick together. She has given us the gallery. And she spoke that night in September, I believe it was, about how going through, you know, her divorce and raising three children, her career in fine arts helped her, you know, get along. One of the other ones that I had the women from Noble Salon. I also had a woman who has never been divorced but wrote a book about parents of divorced children. Both her children are divorced. There are so many different subjects but there's a lot of different ideas and subjects that are out there. So one of the main things that I have done with the events for APRE is to turn them into the old-fashioned social gatherings. Get a topic, get a couple of, you know, experts, and have everyone really converse. So it's a conversation. It's not a panel, and it's not somebody getting up there and just talking about their expertise. Mm-hmm. It's a conversation. It's a discussion. And I've seen that that is really, it works.
There was a need for it because there was no support. So you can join us on Tuesday, May 23rd from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Seating is limited, so please register at APREDivorce.com. Isabella Garucho, it's Fine Art on 40 West Putnam in Greenwich. It's Tuesday night. I'm going to be there. I'm excited to be there, and I'm excited to meet everyone else that's going to be there as well. And you can meet Sylvia there as well, and we'll have a conversation. So that's a wonderful thing that you started this. I think this is, it's going to just keep growing and growing.
Well, I believe so, only because I've gotten, you know, it's been so, you know, the response has been great.
So what have you learned? Can you share some stories about some of the women that have gotten up and spoke about their stories? And before you get to that, my question for you is, when after you got divorced the first time, was it ever like, I know you believed in happily ever, ever. Did you ever say, I'm never getting married again? Or was it you were going to get married again, or did you not even think about it and you just kind of went on?
No, it wasn't that I was out there wanting to get married again. I thought I'd get married again. I didn't know when it would happen, but I wasn't giving up.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, happily ever after story, I realized really didn't happen for me at that time, but right. I wasn't hopeless about it. And so I started dating. It was difficult at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I had the boys, and it was a question of getting a babysitter every time.
Right. So. Not as easy for the moms to leave.
Not as easy.
Not as easy for us to get out, because we have to worry about their schedules and their commitments and their sports and their activities and their life. So, you know.
We're working full time.
But we're going to blink and they're going to be out of the house, and then it's going to be all about us.
Yes. But until it's all about us, there's a lot of work that needs to be done for any single parent,
mm-hmm.
be it mom or dad, for any single parent who, you know, has the children and is working full time to support the family. And it's very important to really take that time to go, whether it's to go out with a friend and have a cup of coffee.
So important, right? Go for
totally.
A walk. It's important to, you know, have, and it's also important for the kids to see that you, you know, are a person too, and that you have a life too. It wasn't until recently I just started saying, well, you know, mom has plans tonight too. So what, because it's always like, oh, I need to go here. Mom has plans tonight too. So we're going to have to work this out. As I got older, now I'm beginning to do that more and do more things for myself too. So as a single mom, I
so
get all
important.
That. Yes.
It really is. I know when I was growing up, my parents made sure that every Saturday night they took to themselves, they went out, whether it was just to go to the diner or to the movies, and they had friends around. And I kind of took that with me when I was raising the boys. I mean, for the first, you know, couple of years, 2-3 years, no, I didn't. I didn't know anyone around. And then I realized I needed to.
Mm-hmm. What is the most asked question you get?
How do you really separate yourself from your children? How do you take that responsibility that you have and actually put yourself in there also? And by that, I mean, we're with our children 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
Is it being selfish taking time for yourself? Or do you need to, you know, be a helicopter mom or dad and want to spend all that time with your children,
mm-hmm.
which turns out to be not a great thing, because hopefully your children have made friends and want to go do their own activities. They want to go with their friends. They want to do after-school sports. They want to do something.
We give them their wings.
Yes.
And that's our job as parents, too.
That is our job as parents. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a single parent, it's a harder job because the responsibility that we take on is probably more than we really need to, but we don't know that. We don't know that until afterwards when our kids finally say, no, Mom, I can take care of it myself, really. You know, I want to do this. And that's one of the hardest things. And I think that's one of the biggest things, you know, that people going through a divorce have. The question is, how do I do this? And still, you know, the family dynamics have changed. How do I make that into a good thing?
Right. I always say if I sat down for a split second, I won't get back up. You just keep going. You just keep going. Rarely do you find me sitting down because you just can't, because there's always something to be done or somewhere to go or something happening. And then, you know, I like having my show because I like showing my kids that I can do something and I can be someone too, because before I was their mother, I was somebody too.
Exactly.
So I think it's important to teach our kids that you can do all of it.
Yes, you can. But we also have to realize that we don't have to do all of it all of the time.
Right. That's the hard thing. That's a tough thing for everybody.
To be able to really make the plan so that you're not doing something 24/7 and you give yourself some time. But we do. We wind up doing it all.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to. We do it. But at some point, we do need to take a step back and go, you know what? I'm going to, even if I go outside in the garden, I'm going to take a book, and kids, don't bother me for the next,
Just give me a half hour,
there
an
you
hour.
Go.
log on to apraydivorce.com. I'm encouraging all women to do it, not just divorced women thinking about, you know, all women, just because we have to celebrate ourselves every once in a while. You can go on the homepage. You can read all about Sylvia Beckerman. She is the founder and CEO. I needed a fresh start, and the rest is history. So her story is really lovely. And there is all information about the events that she has. The events are monthly, right? And every time it's different. And people can log on and they can register. Seating is limited.
One thing that I just wanted to say is when Wendy said, you know, for everyone to go on, one of the things that I've learned is I have people coming to the events, and I have people, you know, who are on the blog and so on, who have never been divorced, people who are widowed, people who are in happy marriages, people who were divorced and now have been happily married, only because they see a camaraderie. And it's wonderful having people being able to understand and talk, and they might know someone who's going through a bad time. So it's not just, yes, it's called a pray divorce. It's really a pray loss, a pray separation.
It's also about when if your kids go off to college.
Oh, yes.
In a way, that's, you know,
it's big
time. This is just support for all of us, because there's so many events in our life that take place. The blog is really wonderful. There's a lot of information in the blog.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm going to be with Sylvia Beckerman this Tuesday night, May 23rd. I can't believe it's here already. From 6 to 8 p.m. at Isabella Garucho Fine Art on West Putnam Avenue in Greenwich. Seating is limited, so please register if you want to go. apraydivorce.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more with Sylvia Beckerman right after this break. You're listening to What's Up with Wendy on 1490 WGCH.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny, not as warm today. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm, low 80s. Mostly clear, less humid tonight, 45 to 50. Mostly sunny, cooler, upper 60s tomorrow, and partly sunny, 65 to 70 Sunday. Showers on Monday. Well, Sky Zone Norwalk is turning 1 year old. Coming up Friday, May 26th. Come celebrate the 1 year anniversary from 3 to 11 o'clock. Get 2 hours of jump sky climb and the price for just one. That's Sky Zone Norwalk. I'm meteorologist Bill Jackman on 1490 WGCH.
This is Carl White from Greenwich Library. Greenwich Library will announce this year's selection for Greenwich Reads Together on Tuesday, May 23rd at 10 a.m. in the Flynn Gallery. Each year, a committee selects a book that the community can read together and discuss in a variety of ways. The book must represent high literary quality, cover universal issues, and generate thought-provoking discussion. As of this year, the author must still be living. It must be available in a number of formats such as print, audiobook, and electronic book. Past books have included The Book Thief, Zaytoon, and The Boys in the Boat. Related events include music programs, Friends Friday films, and art exhibits. Join us on Tuesday, May 23rd at 10 a.m. in the Flynn Gallery. Greenwich Library wants to be your community center. Come join us. This is Carl White on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Be inspired. This is Lisa Wexler. Every Saturday morning at 10, join us for the Accorda Scientific Excellence Award, a special program featuring the kids in our neighborhoods doing independent research in science, technology, engineering, and math. Hear from the students themselves about their discoveries, how music improves memory loss. One student invented a better bicycle. Apply free on Accorda.com, ACORDA.com. Tune in every Saturday morning at 10 here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Hi, I'm Monica Potter, and you're listening to What's Up with Wendy.
Brought to you by Trimino, protein-infused water. It boosts your metabolism, curbs your appetite, and increases your energy. Caffeine-free, sugar-free, only 28 calories, 7 grams of protein, and great flavors. It's not your ordinary water. It's way better. Protein never tasted so good. It's my drink. It should be yours, too. We're back with Sylvia Beckerman. She is the founder and CEO of Apprey Divorced. So what's coming up after the May 23rd, after Tuesday's event?
In June, I don't have the date down yet. It's probably going to be June 19th or 20th. It'll be on a Monday. We're going to do, first of all, it'll be the one-year celebration, so it's going to be a party. Thank you. And we're also going to talk about online dating and profiles. And Jane LaMotta Photography is going to speak to how important profile pictures are, and she'll be showing us some ideas and maybe even doing a shoot. It's all to be determined,
it's
all in the works. And then we'll just do a couple of pop-ups during the summer. Summer is difficult.
People go away.
And then we'll be back full force in the fall.
Let's talk about dating. Give us some advice about dating.
Don't be afraid. If you don't put yourself out there, it's never going to happen. I know online dating, people go,
Is that where most people go, to online?
I think so, although you do have, as I said, I had, one of my last events, or a couple of events ago, I had a matchmaking duo, a mother and daughter team, and, that is one way to go. It's expensive, but there are some other ones, around town. But I think the most successful ones seem to be the online dating. And if you sign up and you put up, old photos and you put up, something, I love when people go, I'm a trustworthy and honest. Well, why do you have to say that? Or, I feel like 50. People tell me I don't look my age, and you got
that means men, you must look older.
Right. And you got men and women who are out there and they're saying that and they're putting up. It's hysterical. I've gone on a number of dates where the person who showed up doesn't look anything like the person.
And then what do you do with that?
Well, you have to be kind of. It took me a while to figure out how to get out of, those dates without hurting somebody's feelings. Because you're not going to go, seriously, you look like, Gomer Pyle. But it takes time. You have to go someplace safe, as always. A coffee shop is a good place. A lot of people want to go have a glass of wine instead. But you go someplace where you start off with a glass of wine, a cup of coffee, something easy. And you have to also get up the nerve to be able to say, not right away, but, it was very nice to meet you, but I don't think this is going to work out. I wish you the best of luck. It can be fun online.
It's a job.
It's a job. It is definitely a job.
Right.
And, you know, other than that, you can also actually go out with your girlfriends. And when people say, well, I don't do the bar scene, you have to do the bar scene. I don't understand what that is, because it's not like years ago when you went to a place, you're standing elbow to elbow and people are smoking cigarettes and you had a martini. Yep. You know. No, you're sitting
at a
place.
Those are the days I remember from New York City. Like, you were out and there was somebody in every time you turned, there was somebody right there.
There was somebody right there.
It was much easier back then when I was dating, when I was single before kids. It was much easier.
Oh, much easier. Well, let's see. You're, you know, when you have children, you need to get a babysitter. You need to make sure that, you know, they've done their homework. You need to make sure they did this and whatnot. And then you're dating. And then the best thing is, you know, you don't even realize it, but your children are looking out for you. You don't ever want to bring somebody in unless you are really, you know, serious. Mm-hmm. But people do come to pick you up at the house. And it's hysterical because your children do look out for you. I had one incident where I had my son, you know, are you home yet? Are you home yet? Aww. Are you home yet? And the guy, it was a first date, and he said to me, you know, are your kids always like that? I said, why? Does it bother you? I said, well, that's too bad.
Right.
But that's what, you know, as single parents, it's what we go through.
Right.
And it's nice to see that, but there is a world out there. It's like a minefield at times.
So do you see a prey divorce? It's growing, huh?
It's growing.
It's growing.
It's
exciting.
Growing.
It
is
exciting. It's a whole new community.
I believe so. It's, you know, the events that we have right now are, well, we can say local. I've had them in Westport, in Norwalk, in Darien, in Greenwich, in Stamford. We will be looking to do something in the city, you know, come fall. But I've had women come from Manhattan, from Westchester, and all over Connecticut.
And by word of mouth, do you think people are finding out about it?
It's by word of mouth, by social media, by the, you know, couple of news articles that have been around. So
there was a need for it. There was a need for it because there's really no support for women going through divorced, after divorce. There's really not. And just, you know, women can build mountains. They can do anything. So
well,
when you put a group
thing.
Of women together, you never know what you're going to accomplish or who you're going to meet or who the next connection or for, you know, any part of your life, whether it's a job or I have somebody for you or you don't know, but just put women together and it's magical.
I met you.
That's right. We met and now we're going to be together this Tuesday, May 23rd from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Isabella Garucho, Fine Arts on West Putnam Avenue in Greenwich. Seating is limited, so please log on. I hope you'll join me. We'll have a good night. Thank you for sharing your story.
Well, thank
Thanks
you for
being
me
here.
On.
Sylvia Beckerman, A Prey Divorce. Log on. Again, seating is limited. They have these events monthly. You can go on. There's a great blog. The website is wonderful. You did a good job. I'm proud of you. Nice
thank
to meet you.
Very
thank
much.
You. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Wendy.
Everyone have a great weekend. It's beautiful outside. And next weekend's Memorial Day weekend. Bob, can you believe it?
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend is here
and
already.
The Greenwich Town Party.
The Greenwich Town Party. Don't forget, the Greenwich Town Party, WGCH, will be there live. Have a great weekend, everyone. Brought to you by Trimino, protein-infused water. It boosts your metabolism, curbs your appetite, and increases your energy. Caffeine-free, sugar-free, only 28 calories, 7 grams of protein, and great flavors. It's not your ordinary water. It's way better. Protein never tasted so good. It's my drink. It should be yours, too. Thanks to all my amazing guests today. Have a wonderful weekend.
Follow Wendy on Facebook, What's Up With Wendy, and on Twitter at Wendy Loewy Sloan.
The station you grew up with, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
Briefing on Russia, invitation to Comey. I'm Ann Cates. House lawmakers have had a closed-door meeting today with Deputy Attorney General Rod.